Mississauga's number one, 91.3 FM. The Power FM Lifestyle News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otabwe, Livingstone, and Tucker Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition Citizens First wins first seat in Mufili-1, Lupososhi District by-election. Over 100 bottles of high-potent local brew, Kotka Chasu, survived council police in Lusaka. In international news, Congo Ebola deaths top 31 as authorities rush to vaccinate. And in sports news, Misozi Zulu joins Albanians FC in Malta.
FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilanja Malenga. Harry Kalabal, led opposition Citizens First, has won the Mufili ward by election in the Pososhi, while the new Congress Party scooped the Chivululu ward in Mpulungu. The victory in Mufili ward is the first ever election the party has won and comes about 11 months before the 2026 general polls. CF candidate Gertrude Chanda emerged victorious after polling 522 votes, followed by Elias Mulenga of the UPND with 417 votes. Justin Mulenga of the Socialist Party came third with 209 votes, while the NCP's Dotashias Kanshi got 95 votes. Returning officer David Mbulo announced the results and declared Chanda duly elected councillor for Mufili ward. The seat fell vacant following the death of Patriotic Front councillor Cornelius Mulenga, who passed away in July this year. Meanwhile, Mr. Kalabar has congratulated the new civic leader, stressing that his party is gaining more visibility.
The Vancouver Delta of NCP 95, Mulenga Justin of SP 209, Mulenga Elias of UPND 417. Chanda Gatu of CF 528. I further declare that a total of 9 ballot papers have been rejected as invalid and that a total of 1,252 votes were cast. I therefore declare that the said Chanda Gatu to be this day duly elected member of Lupososhi Council for Mufili ward.
In another development, a Norwegian Church Aid NCA and Dan Church Aid DCA 2025 country report on commitment to reducing inequality index CRII has revealed that Zambia's future debt servicing is expected to consume about 45% of the revenues in the next 3 years, severely constraining the fiscal space for policies aimed at fighting inequality in the country. The report, however, highlights that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, recommended austerity measures risk worsening the crisis, as they may further decline funding to policies crucial to fighting social and economic disparity. While the IMF program includes social spending floors that safeguard education, health and social protection, the report reveals that those flaws may potentially limit the pace at which the country can expand the anti-inequality spending. It stresses that with a spending cut of 2.3% of the gross domestic product GDP between 2025 and 2029 risks deepening the crisis, further stating that even after complex debt restructuring, debt to GDP ratios still exceed 100%. Released on Wednesday, the report indicates that Zambia grapples with one of the highest levels of inequalities globally and sub-Saharan Africa, with a Gini index of 0.6 and stark inequalities in income and wealth distribution. It explains that only top 10% of Zambia's population controls 56% of national income and 68% of wealth, while the bottom half only owns just 9% and 3%. In a separate development, the Livingstone and Kazungula Farmers Cooperative have welcomed government crackdown on fake seed distributors, saying the action will protect them from years of exploitation by unscrupulous traders. Speaking in an interview, cooperative chairperson Ronick Mapanza said many farmers have long suffered losses after being deceived by individuals outside the legitimate agriculture supply chain. He described the tighter regulations as a prudent step that will remove fake distributors from the market and ensure only genuine suppliers are allowed to operate. Mr. Mapanza noted that the counterfeit inputs have become widespread, with some traders even selling ordinary soil as fertilizer. He has since called for the crackdown to extend beyond seed to include fertilizer and other farming inputs, noting that farmers have lost large sums of money to such scams. He added that the government's reforms would help restore order to the agricultural sector and deter dishonest business practices, giving farmers greater protection and confidence.
Welcome move, and I think the farmers have been crying a lot over that one, because they have been duped by scrupulous businessmen who are not actually in the agricultural chain. I think the move taken so far by the government is a prudent one, and we support it fully, in that it will weed out fake distributors in terms of seed, because they tend to take advantage of the desperate farmers.
Recently, the government, through Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo, revealed that it is finalizing legislation that will make the sale of counterfeit seed an unbailable offense as part of a broader effort to protect Zambia's agricultural sector. In another development, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, has seized over 100 bottles of high-potent, locally brewed beer, popularly known as Kachasu, during a joint operation conducted today in the Central Business District, CBD, by Council Police and State Police. According to LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, investigations revealed that the illicit alcohol beverages were concealed in Mojo energy drink bottles in an attempt to evade law enforcement and was being illegally sold within CBD. Ms. Mwamba adds that the local authority further uncovered other high-potent illicit alcohol, locally called Tujiri Jiri, being sold in small sachets, also disguised in Mojo energy drink packaging, explaining that such products were being distributed around Kulima Tower bus station and Freedom Way under the guise of selling legally accepted energy drinks. Meanwhile, she warns that illegal sale of alcohol poses serious public health risks and contravenes the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011, hence emphasizing that the Act prohibits the sale of liquor in the CBD, bus stations and markets.
The Lusaka City Council has seized over 100 bottles of locally brewed beer, known as Kachasu, during a joint operation conducted in the Central Business District by Council Police and State Police. Investigations revealed that illicit alcohol was concealed in Mojo energy drink bottles in an attempt to evade law enforcement and was being legally sold in the Central Business District. Also, numerous instances were uncovered of beer being sold in small sachets, locally referred to as Tujili Jili, and also disguised in Mojo energy drink packaging. These products were being distributed around Kulima Tower bus station and Freedom Way under the guise of selling Mojo energy drinks. The illegal sale of alcohol poses serious health risks and contravenes the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011, which prohibits the sale of alcohol or liquor in the Central Business District, bus stations and markets. The council urges members of the public to desist from engaging in unlawful practices in order to safeguard the community from the dangers associated with the consumption of uncertified and potentially harmful alcohol.
Zambia has been grappling with uncontrolled high-potent illicit beverages on its beverage market, which have potentially robbed the government more funds. According to the 2018 Euromonitor Market Research Report, conducted on behalf of Anyuza Bush InBev, formerly Zambia Breweries PLC, Zambia was losing an estimated $150 million annually due to illicit alcohol trade. In 2018 alone, the country lost $153 million United States dollars as a result of illicit alcohol business. In international news, Guinea's capital buzzed with activity as campaigning closed Thursday ahead of the referendum that could let the coup leader seek the presidency.